and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturate again. Please get your Bible. Let's open it up to Matthew chapter 23. It's going to be a great day. Telling you what, folks, God's got a plan today, and it's not for you to be full of fear of any kind, or anxiety, or worry, or defeat. Wouldn't you like a life just free from it? Let's talk today a little bit about fear. Let's go to Matthew 8, 23 says, Jesus got into the boat, or a boat, excuse me, and his followers went with him, and a great storm arose on the lake so that waves covered the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. His followers went to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We will drown. Jesus answered, why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith. Then Jesus got up and gave a command to the winds and the waves, and it became completely calm. And the men were amazed and said, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Here's a song that was made so popular by Karen Wheaton back in the 80s when I got saved. I think you'll recognize it. This is a cover by a group called the Lindsays. Please enjoy this. It's called He'll Do It Again.
Do it again.
folks, he'll do it again. And that's exactly what this program is going to be about today, is to help us to remember that God has not forgotten you in the midst of your storm. The scripture we just read, let's read it again, why not? It says that Jesus got into a boat and his disciples went with him, and a great storm arose. Now, doesn't that tell you something about life? You know, I'm going to borrow from Max Lucado's description. He says, I wish life were like going to your favorite coffee shop and ordering something. He said, I'll take a tall, extra hot cup of adventure, cut the danger, and add 2 shots of good health, please. Or I would like a decaf brew of longevity, please, with a sprinkle of fertility. Please go heavy on the agility and cut the disability, please. And then the last one, he says, I'll go with the Grande Happy Latte with a dollop of love and sprinkle it with a Rocky Mountain retirement. Wow. Where is that coffee shop? I want to go there. That's what he said. I like that. He can always put such a description on things. But, you know, life is not like that at all. In fact, life usually always serves us up concoctions of things we never planned for. Don't you, you know, and you read this story and it flat out gets you prepared to know that your life is no different. If you read the Bible like I do, I try to see, you know, they say, well, let's look for Jesus. Well, yes, I want to see Jesus in the Word, but I want to see me in there, because I want to see me with Jesus, because it's for me. The Bible is for me, and it's for you too. Jesus got in the boat and his disciples followed him. Here's the thing with me. Jesus is going somewhere and I'm following him. And a lot of times, here's what happens. A great storm arises on the lake and it covers the boat. But Jesus was in the back sleeping. Now, the word, the Greek word here that is used is called seismos. We get our word seismometer or seismograph or seismology. We get that. It's a great shaking, a shock, an earthquake. So, folks, this wasn't just a little namsy-pamsy little breeze on the lake. This was a storm. It was a frightening storm. And it came at the command of Jesus telling the disciples, we're going to the other side. In life, doesn't this happen more often than you would like for it to? That you know you're doing what God wants you to do, or at least you think you are. And then all of a sudden, a storm comes in your life. And one of the things that happens to me, I don't know about you, is it makes me question, well, was this God? Did I hear God? Let me give you an example. I've been literally unemployed for a pretty good while now, and I've had a couple of jobs that I can't say I made them happen, but, you know, I did put some effort into getting them and to get there, and I work about 3 weeks, and it just didn't work out. And I thought, well, God, did I miss you? Because I prayed about it. I thought I had peace about it. Went to another job, you know, and the same thing happened. Thought it was the perfect job. And it just turned out that it didn't work. And, you know, and I have the promise of God, him telling me I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I can't tell you I heard him say, yes, go to this job, or no, go to that job. And that's a very simple analogy compared to some of the storms that come in life. Let me tell you something, people. He knows that this storm, you know, I believe Jesus could see the storm. You know, obviously he was God, omniscient enough to know there was a storm coming, and he decided to take a nap. I mean, I had my grandfather. This was so cool. We live in South Alabama, and, you know, we get our share of hurricanes. And every time a hurricane would come, and especially if it was one at night, my granddad just go get in bed and go sleep. Because he just trusted that God was going to take care of us, and he did. God took care of us in every storm. Not a single hurricane that I ever spent with my grandfather did we ever suffer much damage, more than just a few shingles popping off the top of the house. And he'd sleep right through it. Well, here's Jesus in the back of the boat sleeping, and all of a sudden, you know, don't you wish that it like Max said, he said this, he said, don't you wish that second sentence would have said something like, the disciples got in the boat, followed Jesus in the boat, and then all of a sudden, a beautiful rainbow appeared over the water. Or all of a sudden, the water became glass smooth as they headed out for the other side. But that's not what it said. It says that a storm came, so much so that water began to come over the boat, and so much so that it began to scare them. And it scared them so bad that they came to Jesus. They woke him up and they said, Lord, save us. We're dying, is what the Greek really says. Lord, save. We're dying. And Jesus said, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Don't you have enough faith? Jesus got up, commanded the winds and waves, and it became completely calm. And the men were amazed and said, what kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. You know, this is proof that you can be following close to Jesus and you can get in a storm. Christ's followers get cancer. People that follow Jesus bury children. I have. People that follow Jesus battle addictions. I have. You know, and it's not the storm that sets the believers apart. It's who you find in the midst of the storm that will set you apart. You see, we have to understand that God views storms in a much different way than we do, obviously, because he took a nap in the storm and the disciples were jumping up and down saying, we're dying, we're dying. The disciples questioned the character of Christ when they woke him up and they said, do you not care? You know, you'd think they would have said something like, hey, can't you do something about this storm? Or, you know, we know you fed the 5,000. Come on, Lord, put your hand out on this storm. But no, they didn't say that. They said, Lord, do you care? How does this happen? How do people get to the place where they would question the deity and the almighty God? I'll tell you how. Fear. Fear. You know, the Bible says, God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. I'm not giving you a spirit of fear. Therefore, there is a fear that is a spirit of fear. It's a spiritual thing, and God doesn't have any, so he can't give it to you. Fear caused them to start commanding God around. Do something. Do it now. See, fear does that. It stirs up all kinds of doubts. Fear in the core, at its core, is perceived loss of control. These disciples had lost control. Life starts spinning and we grab for something. You know, you ever been in an airplane ride, started turbulence, and you grab the armrest like you're going to fix it? I got this. No. The more insecure you become, the more demanding you become. Why? Because you're a bad person? No, not because you're bad, but because your pride and your ego are taking a hit by fear. It makes you want to start shaking people, shaking your fists, doing things, making some rash decisions. Fear makes people forget that God is the God of miracles. If it takes a miracle to get us out of the storm, he'll do it. That's why I played that song that was so popular from Karen Wheaton. He'll do it again. He knows where you are. He knows exactly the storm that you're in. Folks, we're about to run out of time today. These little 15-minute programs are mighty short. And I'd like to talk about this again tomorrow. And we'll review just a little bit, but then we'll try to come to a conclusion tomorrow. And I hate to leave you hanging, but let me just say this to you. If you're struggling today with fear, if you're struggling today with some doubt, and you're scared of anything, whether it may be physical, financial, social, whatever the need is, call on the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in that day they will call on his name and they shall be saved. Folks, if you need Jesus in your life, call on him right now. He'll come, he'll fill you, and he will displace that fear. And we'll touch on this more tomorrow, okay? Love you so much. Thanks for coming to Saturate. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye-bye.